proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. We continue our series relating to the seven heavenly virtues by talking about charity. The term charity can denote financial benevolence, such as the giving of alms to the needy. In the Bible, however, the term also functions as a synonym for love. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, God commanded the Jewish people, quote, "Thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land," unquote. The Hebrew Christians in the New Testament emphasized this practice when, in the second chapter of Galatians, the church at Jerusalem exhorted the Apostle Paul to, quote, "remember the poor," unquote. God promised to reward those who would share their substance with the destitute. According to the 58th chapter of Isaiah, he exclaimed that, quote, "If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday," unquote. The New Testament authors also promoted the giving of alms. James, in the second chapter of his epistle, posed this question to his readers, quote, "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?" Unquote. The practice of good works, such as financial benevolence or the giving of alms, the practice of good works should accompany every believer's Christian faith. Yet the word charity has a broader application than merely applying to the giving of alms. The Greek term rendered as charity, agape, appeared throughout the New Testament with reference to love. Love in its highest form, that is to say, the love that God has for man. For example, Paul employed agape in the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, in his allusion to the, quote, "love of God," unquote. The apostle devoted the entirety of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to a discussion of charity, that is to say, love. After emphasizing the importance of this virtue, the apostle described its essential characteristics, quote, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth," unquote. Furthermore, Paul added, it, quote, "beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things," unquote. Other New Testament authors likewise commanded their adherents to practice charity. In the 4th chapter of Peter's first epistle, that writer stated, quote, "Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins," unquote. John, in the 4th chapter of his first epistle, John exhorted his audience, quote, "Let us love one another, for love is of God," unquote. Again, he used the term agape, indicating the divine love that God sheds on the human race. What happens when Christians show charity one to another? By doing so, they validate their testimonies in the eyes of unbelievers. As Jesus Christ told his disciples in the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, quote, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another," unquote. As an old chorus put it, they will know we are Christians by our love. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.